There are three simple changes I tell all of my arthritis patients to make. Number one, you have to start drinking more water. There are three simple changes I tell all of my arthritis patients to make. Number one, you have to start.
Let's use an example from the movie Wizard of Oz. Remember the scene when Dorothy, her little dog Toto, the straw man, Tin Man, and the lion were scared to death because they were standing in front of the wizard that was using fear to control them? But do you remember when Toto, the little nosy dog, went around and pulled the curtain back? Lo and behold, there was the little old man behind the curtain controlling that big, scary face. And of course, using fear to control those four people.
Turn it up.
If you remember right again, a few years ago, Time magazine put out an article called The Radical Mind of Thomas Jefferson.
Oh gosh, are you kidding me, Quatch?
The tyranny, a radical mind,
volume,
a prudent mind, a wise mind, yes. James Madison, our fourth president and known as the father of our Constitution, knows why the media pushes all the fear that they push. Listen to what he said. If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. He said this over 200 years ago. I'll say it again. If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln rightly said.
He said it sounds like it's coming across from the room. Let's see how it goes when I'm talking.
If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Interesting. Again, food for thought. Why all the fear? Let's listen to Congressman Jim McDermott when he said,
fear doesn't work. Yes. You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
Have you ever seen the color gauge that the Patriot Act people put out? Low is green, guarded is blue, elevated is yellow, high is orange, and severe is red. Give up your rights for safety? Is that what fear does? Well, that's what you're being taught in America today. What about the Patriot Act? Interestingly enough, the word patriot means protecting its rights and maintaining its laws in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. Yet the Patriot Act does just the opposite of what its name and definition means.
The bill was printed at 3:45 a.m. the morning before the vote on the House floor. And you tell me how many of the 435 members of Congress had a chance between 3:45 a.m. and 11 a.m. to read a bill that was 345 pages long.
No member of Congress read this legislation before us, not a one.
These are our civil liberties.
Why would a politician ask us to give up our rights and our laws when 619,990 men, women, and children died in foreign wars with their blood to ratify and make valid our Constitution? You don't give up your rights, you give up your wrongs. It should be rightly called the Tyranny Act. Why? It does everything in the world to burn up your Constitution and your rights. On July 8th, 2005, the Washington Post had an ad that was run by the American people who were awake. This is what it said. Give us back our Constitution. The Supreme Court's actions over the last 50 years have led to what our founding fathers would have seen as a long train of abuses of the Constitution they wrote. But what does our modern day politician say? Well, here's Senator John Glenn. He said, Americans just want to not be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. Why, if we had to do that, follow the rule of our Constitution, in other words, obey the laws, We cannot pass multiple...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are broadcasting live out of a hotel conference room right now. So I'm trying to maintain my volume. I'll do the best that I possibly can. It's kind of like Jeremiah when he said that word is like a fire shut up in my bones. So I'm doing my best to restrain what means to come out and fan itself amongst us all. So folks, we're broadcasting live out of Houston, Texas, actually. And the reason we're doing that right now, friends, is we're going to be meeting up with our new flagship, BBS. That'll be tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to be meeting with Mike Adams. I'll be in studio with him, the Health Ranger, or Natural News, as you might know him. Matter of fact, we just had him on the show yesterday. So in just a couple minutes, friends, it's going to be in just a couple minutes. We're just testing the sound right now just to make sure everything is good. But we're good. Not bad. Tim just told me it's not bad. So we're good to go. Thank you, Tim. Totally appreciate that. But folks, we've got a lot to cover. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Austin, Texas. It's been boots on the ground. Some people thought they were going to lose us today. But the fact of the matter is we were supposed to get up yesterday or this morning at 3 o'clock this morning and then get to the airport. And then right before I went to bed last night, which was 9 p.m., my wife came in and told me that they actually kicked the can down the road as far as departure time from Minneapolis to Houston, Texas, 2 hours. So I get to sleep, or I got to sleep until 5 o'clock this morning, so all is good. We got here, went and got our car. We came right to the room. So literally since we've left Minneapolis this morning to the point where we are right now, it has been boots on the ground. So again, thank you for joining us. I think we're all sound checked, and I think we're all ready to go. We've got a lot to cover here. I want to show you some of the things that are taking place. I want to keep you up to par because you matter to us. That's why we do what we do. That's why we've been doing what we've been doing for the last 25 years. You can put that up against Mark 16:15. As well as Luke 19:10, and the list goes on, of course. and you get the point and you know what we've been doing. As a matter of fact, if you don't, why don't you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and judge us by our fruit. That's Matthew 7:16-20, and it's what we have been doing, and it's what we are doing even as we speak today. So again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And again, no phone lines as of yet. We're working on that. I know that the instruments that are needed and the technology that's needed concerning our COMREX has been bought and paid for. So it's just a matter of time before we get our phone lines back up online. And with that said, friends, we're excited about getting those phone lines back up. It's been a while since we've gotten to give ear to the public at large. Now, we are broadcasting, friends, across the country. And with that, we're going to be picking up a lot of new affiliates. As a matter of fact, we just got one this morning. We just got one last week. So in a lot of ways, friends, we're actually having to start over concerning what we have been doing on a national platform, but it seems to be taking more than we are pushing. So again, with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there. You can go ahead and check them out from contributors that are a part of the culture war, like the Sons of Issachar, who knew the times, which is extracted from the Bible as well. And friends, we all understand here that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. But if you don't, and this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Just wanted to show you some of the things that are taking place. I know that people have a limited capacity of remembrance. As a matter of fact, that's why the corrupt do what they do, because for the most part, as Adolf Hitler said, people don't think. Well, I know the people here at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I know that they think. And I'm just here to remind you what is going on, what most people in this country today are being distracted through smoke and mirrors, as they're being inundated with lies by the mainstream media. Look at this. Financial impact of illegal immigrants on nation's public education system, staggering. This is just the illegals themselves, friends. As I said, I'm in Houston, Texas right now, so we've gotten a little bit of an opportunity to see some of this, as when we were in California, in San Diego, and when we were in Arizona, and that was actually in Phoenix, Arizona, where we got a little taste as to what's going on there. At the airports concerning the illegals that are being allured into this country illegally by the federal and the state governments, as you all the well know, which is a clear violation of the Constitution. It's called treason, friends. It's as if Judas is kissing, the politicians are kissing the American people as they betray them for financial gain, as if to suggest they're going to take it with them when they perish, as well as destroy their country. And as if to suggest, if you really think about it, friends, that they themselves aren't going to be destroyed. Oh my goodness, okay. You just can't help some people, can you, friends? Read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. Luke 22:48. Now, I'm looking at my clock right now, and I see I got a short time before I play this next up-and-coming video. And what it is, friends, it is basically CBS News Journal, who's dumbfounded by the poll showing widespread support for the deportation of the illegals. Friends, I got a question for you. I really do. My second screen is here. That's why I keep looking up. Why is it that the people wait until what they think won't happen happens before they actually respond to what they should have done when they had the time to do it in the first place? So what I'm going to do when we come back on the other side of this break, friends, I'm going to go ahead and play this piece from CBS. Again, it's a news journal dumbfounded by polls showing widespread support for deportation of the illegals. Hey, folks, those that have waited for years to come into America, they don't want the illegals coming in illegally. If those that want to come into America from other countries because they are afforded asylum, as long as they're here to assimilate, then do it legally. Because if they're to come in illegally now, friends, look at the crimes that they're committing across the United States of America, all on the advocation, permission, by the way, and the allurement, again, of your federal and state governments. But again, if you're going to come into the United States of America, let's do it legally. How about that? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Okay, so what I want to do right now, folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to play this audio for you concerning how the American people, after the fact, are saying that they want mass deportation. Now, for those that don't know, Eisenhower or Truman, I believe it was an Eisenhower, he had a project called Operation Wetback. This is back in the 50s, and what they did is they rounded up all the illegals from the southern border, namely from those that were across the border in Mexico. He rounded them up, and he deported them back to where they came from, Americans. And don't tell me it can't be done again, but again, this doesn't fit the New World Order objective. Just ask George Soros again, friends, who had basically said the only thing that impedes a global order is the American people. So America, we have to understand that this is all happening by design. And of course, it's the finger of God bringing judgment, chastisements, and judgments upon a people that refuse to listen to them. They're called revolters in Scripture, America. And it's not a good place to put yourself, because when you put yourself there, the Lord promised that he would turn that nation into hell. And I believe a lot of us are beginning to see just that. Read 9:16 and 17 of that of Psalms alone and within itself, you'll understand perfectly. I want you to go ahead and check out this video concerning the findings at CBS.
The campaign rhetoric, speaking of what people say they would do, you've seen the Trump campaign talking about mass deportations. We tested that in a general way in principle. Would you support a new government program that would deport all people living in the U.S. illegally? And that finds majority favor. That finds 6 in 10. It's strongest among folks who are MAGA. It's strongest among Trump supporters, but also from some Democrats as well. And I think that that speaks to the general idea, not just that people see the border as a crisis, but also where we are in the campaign, where a lot of very dramatic or new proposals out there are finding favor here.
So unpack that a bit, because this 62% of Americans favor deporting all undocumented immigrants. So Homeland Security says that President Biden has already deported or repatriated more people in the past year than any year since 2010. And then, depending on the details of what's talked about on the campaign trail, some of what Mr. Trump talks about could be illegal. It doesn't seem practical.
You got to understand something here. This woman right here on CBS, Face the Nation, she is a prime example of a useful idiot. She didn't call them illegals, Americans. She called them undocumented. And by the way, as we all know, there is no right-left paradigm. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. But what does she go on to do? Well, they go on to fuel the narrative between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Here, the truth of the matter is, friends, that if Donald Trump promised to do what he promised to do in draining the swamp when he had the time to do so, guess what? Joe Biden would be behind bars at least. Just to show you how they're continuously playing games, friends, when I ask, are the American people going to understand as to how you are the pawns on that board that is being played? Because that's exactly what they're doing, friends. They're playing with your freedoms. They're continuously filling the seats. And how are they doing it? Well, they're continuously playing the, blame him card and blame him card. No. Blame yourselves, Americans, because they're playing the game, the WWF, at its very worst, because the American people are putting up with it. Now, just to prove the point, and since we're talking about it, I have a piece here by The Guardian. And isn't it interesting that none other than Hillary Clinton, of all people, you know, this is the one that Donald Trump said that he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor. Remember, just to show you how this works. That's all I'm trying to do, is to show you how this works. But remember, he said he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And then do you also remember the first 41 seconds of his victory speech? He turned on those that put him in office, and he said that the American people, this is verbatim, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Do you all remember that? And do you remember after he said that, everybody was just kind of taken back? It was like a gust came back. They were like, whoa, did he really say that? And then about a week later, the mainstream media and their useful idiots, what did they do? Read John 8:44, that's who they are. Also 1 Kings 13:33. Remember when Donald Trump was asked about the Hillarys, the Clintons, and I'm talking about the Billy Bob Clintons and the Hillary Clintons, you know, Ahab and Jezebel here, no joke, 1 Kings 18. Do you remember what he was asked? He said, they asked Donald Trump, they said, so why is it that you were talking about putting her in jail? He said, well, that was just politics. That's what the people wanted to hear. He goes on and he says, they're just good people. Again, this is, folks, pro wrestling at its very worst. Look at this now. Look at how they're fueling the fire. They're driving support to Donald Trump, because in this particular case, like Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, they've been put up as the villains. So every time they attack Donald Trump, who, by the way, right now is setting record numbers and raising money, and you know, I got to stop right there. It's absolutely amazing to me how ignorant his worshipers can be. Acts 12:22. Forgetting the 1,000 other presidential candidates that we haven't heard a word from. They're stuck on Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But isn't it crazy, friends, that when we sit back and we think about Donald Trump saying that, you know, I'm a billionaire, I don't need to take a salary as the president, which is $400,000 a year. No. No, what he does is the mainstream media gives him all the attention that he needs. He plays the victim, and he's raising hundreds of millions of dollars from those that should know better. Do you understand how this game is being played out on you? Now, what do we have? Well, The Guardian reports Hillary Clinton likens Trump to Hitler and warns he would end democracy. Well, guess what, friends? We're not a democracy. I understand the point of saying the word democracy. We operate democratically within our constitutional republic, but that's not what she's saying. She's talking about our democracy, the same one that Donald Trump said that we're a purified democracy. No. We are not. We are a nation of laws under God, period. That's who we are. But just to show you how they continuously fuel the game between one another, they're at it again. And what are they doing? They're just filling the seats. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. They're filling the seats, Americans. This is how politics are played out. Again, go to Ballotpedia presidential candidates of 2024. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go to presidential candidates, Ballotpedia. Okay, just type it in, 2024. And what you're going to find, friends, is there is over 1,000 other presidential candidates that you haven't heard a word from. And that should disturb every single person watching this show. And it should also explain to you, friends, once again, as to why we're being suppressed and why we're being censored so heavily. Some might not know this, but interestingly enough, I did a Constitution party for a gubernatorial candidate in Michigan. This is probably 2-3 years ago now. And after I got done preaching, we were having church up in that constitutional meeting, friends. That's what preachers are to do, is to bring that anointing, right? Isaiah 10:27. Well, that's what was going on. And then I was told, you know what? We need to get you hooked in with some of these people and get them on your show. And I'm talking about the Donald Trump camp. And what's interesting about it is when my name went up the flagpole to the Donald Trump camp, it was interesting how they were told, the person making the connection between me and them, they were told that they will have nothing to do with Bradley Dean. Why? Because they don't want anybody asking them real questions. Why? Because they're all softballs. Remember, the right-left paradigm and all that you're seeing through the mainstream media today, what is it? It's a political language created to make lies sound truthful. And it's exactly what you're seeing today, America. And it's exactly what the majority of the American people today are putting up with. They keep parroting the same talking points coming from the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. And yet again, I say it all the time, I need to say it again, yet 94% of you Americans say you don't believe the media, yet you continuously parrot the very lies that they continuously promulgate and broadcast. Remember these useful idiots, by the way, friends, and ending this particular segment, do remember they're reading a teleprompter. Do you want me to say that again? They're reading from a teleprompter. Bradley is being led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. We're not reading no teleprompter here. The Bible tells us that we have the mind of Christ. And the Bible says that the king, we're kings and priests in his sight. The Bible tells us that the king's heart is in the Lord's hand, and he will turn it whithersoever he will. He will turn it whithersoever he so desires. And that's exactly what happens here with the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians 12 when you get a moment. 1 Corinthians 12, read the whole of it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. We're like a makeover show for your brain.
BBS Radio TV, free, unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content, and we won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it. How do you like them apples?
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, folks, again, we're broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. We're going to be doing some in-studio with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You know who he is. You guys watched. Tons of people watched the show yesterday. We had him on yesterday and concerning his lawsuit. But what's also the reason, I should say, that we're here is we're also going to be meeting up with our new flagship, which is BBS out of the Austin, Houston area. So we're going to be going back and forth. And then on Thursday morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, we're back home again, friends. So we are literally dropping in like a bunch of airborners, and we're just getting out of Dodge. But again, friends, we are working on phone lines right now. We'll be back up to par. We've been doing this for 20 years. Genesis Communication Networks, that flagship went down with the 10-day notice. So we jumped over on BBS and we had other options, but we decided to go with them because we see the potential over at BBS, and that's why we're with them right now. But we should, going back to the phone lines, have phone lines up sometime next week. We're in hopes of, okay? But again, I just wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting live from Houston, Texas right now in our conference room. room is our studio right now. So again, we've got much to cover. Somebody just asked me, so what's the answer to the mess that we can do? Please tell me what the plan is to change all this. Well, I guess if people would take the time, and I've said this just for the record because you're probably new, so I'm going to be a little cooler about this. But the fact of the matter is, I've said this literally thousands of times over the last 20 years on national radio, that the resolve is you. If you fail to be the law, and you're just going to sit back and allow the conservatives of the day, we call them yesterday's liberals, and the said hirelings in the pulpits, which 86% of Americans claim to be concerning their Christianity, which is a lack of John 10:12. If you want to fail to do your history and you don't want to be the law and you want to sit back and allow the bad guys and their crimes to be magnified by the today's conservatives and the preachers of the day, because you fail to understand that you are the law and under God, and I'm speaking to Christians now, if you haven't read 2 Kings 17, therein lies the problem America has today. And it's real simple. It's called repent towards God and put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. And we're empowered by the Holy Ghost to do what? To be the law that God has called us to be in this country. Our said representative government works for us. P.S., it's a limited government and it's a representative government. And those that serve we the people, in answer to this question, reading the Declaration of Independence, what does it tell us? Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of what we allow them to do. And as Edmund Burke rightly said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. So I noticed that you put all these in caps too when you said, what do you propose that we're supposed to do about the problem? Well, if you love your country, I don't have to tell you to protect what you love, right? You're just going to stand up and protect it, and you're going to fight for it. 1 Timothy 6:2, right? Just like our forefathers did. Read your founding documents. Say thank you to all those men that fought, bled, and died to give you the things that you have. And first and foremost, that's the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Then read, first and foremost, right after the first and foremost, secondly, go ahead and read what Christ did for you on the cross to redeem you back unto the Father through the shedding of his blood for your sins. And when you understand that, to those that have been forgiven much, they love much. And those aren't the people that you have to tell them to do anything, because they're seeking the face of God, and the Lord leads them to be about the work of his hands as he orders their steps and establishes their thoughts. So the bottom line is we're in a predicament right now because you didn't want to take the time to know your history. You don't want to take the time, in most cases, to stand up and fight for what you have today, because you've been sitting back on the couch like a big couch potato expecting somebody else to do for you what God has commanded you to do, namely your politicians. And that's why we have, the greatest curse that we have on this country right now is the political idolatry that the mainstream media continuously feeds into. That is the problem that we're having. So I say, out of sincerity and in goodwill, get educated, because it tells us in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, okay? And secondly, for those that have a knowledge, be the law that God has called you to be. Because if you fail to be the law, you're going to lose it all. Because that small percentage of those that are destroying this country, that small percentage of those people that are allowed by 329.5 million people to destroy this country, the fault lies at our front door. We can blame nobody else for what we tolerate. Again, as Edmund Burke said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing. So let's get back to the topic here. I got much again to show you. I want you to see this because, folks, it's not over. They're talking about bringing back another pandemic, which they're already doing, folks, little by little, incrementally, and they're going to do it. And if you look at the curses in Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 15, you can see exactly what's at play here. God is judging this nation. I want you to see this because we all remember this, but guess what, folks? It's at play again, and I want to show you just that. Do you see that, folks?
To the magic, to the fun, where painted trees and flowers grow and laughter rings.
Folks, it is literally a it is a political theater. That's exactly what this is. I'm showing people right now, for those that are listening to me on podcast that can't watch the live streams on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both pages. It's a politician that's walking up to the podium. He's behind the curtain area where nobody can see him. He puts his mask on. He walks about 15 feet, and then he takes his mask off again. During the pandemic, I showed you all the hypocrisies concerning the mayors that were telling people, for example, in Denver, while they were on vacation in Mexico for their daughter's wedding, they were going online telling the people in their cities to stay home, fueling fear with a virus that did not exist to the degree that they made it out to be. They embellished it, to say the least. Or the California governor sitting there telling the people that they better stay home or else, only to find him in a French restaurant hanging out with his friends. Or should I go to Michigan, where it happened there as well? Exactly the same things. They fuel the narrative, but they're all unmasked, all unvaccinated, hanging out with each other. Nope, just driving fear. And this is political theater, friends. That's all this is, nothing more and nothing less. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you a predicament here, and it was a prediction by a doctor, and this doctor was named Rashid Ali Buttar, who, as a matter of fact, mysteriously died not too long ago. But what I want you to see is I want you to see his prediction just to show you the accuracy, because at one point we also had Dr. Tenpenny predicting the same things. But it's interesting to note that in this particular case, friends, that this reporter thought that this doctor was crazy. But check this out. Check this out.
This mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as the worst time in history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I hope I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me?
Well, I hope not, but let me
listen carefully.
But you think that it's possible?
I think that it's probable.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and see how you're doing.
But you think that it's possible?
I think that it's probable.
We have some stunningly heartbreaking news to share with you this morning, that our colleague, our friend, and truly distinguished CNN journalist Drew Griffin passed away in the last 24 hours. Drew had been with CNN for nearly two decades. In that time, he was responsible for some of the most impactful journalism of this company in politics, sports, government, big business. He was a good man, a tremendous journalist, a huge part of this network.
He absolutely was. He asked the tough questions.
You know what's interesting about that is this useful idiot, that when Dr. Rashid was telling him that it's very probable, he almost acted like this doctor was crazy and out of his mind. And what did Dr. Rashid, by the way, he died under mysterious circumstances. So have a lot of doctors, and so have a lot of holistic doctors, for those that haven't been paying attention. I'm just here to remind you. That's why we're doing live radio right now in a conference in a hotel room, just to keep you abreast as to what's going on in your country, lest you should fall prey to those that mean to deceive you. Proverbs 19:9. Okay? He almost acted like this doctor was out of his mind, only to find out that Drew Griffin then passes away from the very shot, only to suggest to the American people that, you know, it's not really because of the vaccine. No. Now they're coming off and they're blaming it on something else that they're responsible for, and this right on cue. But it doesn't stop there, friends. When I was on Alex Newman's show just a couple weeks ago, I was actually on it last week and then the week before that, he'd asked me, Bradley, what do you think about this new propaganda crisis that they're creating? Well, they create the chaos and then they bring in the order, right? And that's all you have to do is find out who's creating the chaos by taking a look at who's profiting from the crisis that's been created, right?
Remember the clown from Chicago under Barack Hussein Obama who said, never let a good crisis go to waste? Well, who creates them? Ask George W. Bush. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Who's creating the chaos, friends? That's all you have to ask yourself. Who profits from the chaos? We're going to come right back in a moment concerning the bird flu. Hold up with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Again, just for one more shout out here, friends. We're going to be in studio with Mike Adams. You know him as the Health Ranger in Natural News. We're going to be with him on Thursday, and then we're meeting with our new flagship called BBS, which is a transfer or transition from Genesis Communication Networks. I believe we were with them for 14 years, and we were broadcasting into 160 different cities in 53 countries. So we're moving over to BBS. We're going to be picking up a lot of new affiliates, and it's my understanding we've got them coming in already. So it's going from, instead of pushing, it's now pulling. So we're happy to see that we're beginning to reap what we have sown, Galatians 6, 7. So that's always good to see. Now, I want to let you know that, friends, the ex-CDC director said there will be a bird flu pandemic, okay? And I'm careful to broadcast any of this nonsense because they just want to keep pulling you from every direction just to keep you confused. You want the answer to confusion because God is not the author of confusion. He is the author of a sound mind, which means without error. Just go to Daniel 9:7. Confusion of faces because we have left off the Lord. We've left off keeping our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. And the fact of the matter is when we keep our eyes fixed on him and they're single, we're not going to be confused. And I just want to let you know, I'm not confused at all. I'm just letting you know what's going on concerning VigilantNews.com right now. The ex-CDC director, now this guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth as usual, but I want you to see this because what you're going to see him say is just exactly what I'm telling you right now. So let's go ahead and play this.
I really do think it's very likely that we will at some time, it's not a question of if, it's more of a question of when, we will have a bird flu pandemic. As you mentioned, unfortunately, bird flu when it does enter humans, has a significant mortality, probably somewhere between 25 and 50% mortality. So it's going to be quite complicated. Once the virus gains the ability to attach to the human receptor and then go human to human, that's when you're going to have the pandemic. And as I said, I think it's just a matter of time.
I remember you told Chris not long ago.
Just wait a second here, folks. I want you to think about this with me. How are all these people that profit from crisis predicting all of these crises? As I just told you before the last segment, order out of chaos. Look to who creates the chaos. It's a great lesson, and dictators do it. They send in their brown shirts like Adolf Hitler did to create the problem, only to stand back and then publicly play the problem solver. What does history teach you? He was the one creating the problem. How is it that Americans have become so dummied down and desensitized to actually believe the likes of a Bill Gates, an Anthony Fauci, any of their politicians, mind you, and those that continuously talk about the coming crisis? How do they know all this, friends? I mean, they're prophets of doom and gloom, but if you give them your money, I'll tell you what, you're their best friends. But if you don't, you become their arch enemy. Isn't that right? Isn't that how this has always worked? Hey, friends, this is nothing new under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes 1:9 when you get a moment. Ecclesiastes 1:9, okay? Now, I want you to see this again. I want you to go ahead and check this guy's face out. Matter of fact, I'm just going to play this, and I want you to hear what he has to say because I don't want to share the platform on which this guy is on right now. So let's go ahead and watch this for a moment.
They stopped tracking people.
Same guy.
Infected that were previously vaccinated. So if you didn't track it, well, because then you couldn't report that there were people vaccinated that got infected.
But no, wait, why did they stop tracking it?
But I think there was a decision not to do anything that made the vaccine sound like it didn't work. You know, I've always
He didn't want you to hear that, friends.
They should have never been mandated. I also felt that people should have been more honest.
Listen carefully.
The fact that there were side effects to those vaccines and some people were actually harmed. The other thing, I thought there should be, you know, more honesty about the fact that the vaccines don't protect against infection. I remember Biden saying, you know, this is an epidemic of the unvaccinated. When I was Hogan's chief public health advisor in Maryland after I left CDC, I was saying, wait a minute, 2/3 of the people that I'm seeing infected in Maryland or have been vaccinated. I mean, the president.
So you just heard him. 2/3 of the people that I seen were infected. They were the ones that had the vaccines. Folks, again, where did all of this come from? From the vaccines. Let me just remind you what scripture tells us, friends, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If he wants to kill, what's he going to do? Oh my goodness, to get into the bloodline? Oh, there could be nothing better. Why? Because it tells us in Leviticus 17:11 that the life is in the blood. It's in the flesh. So if you want to take somebody out, go ahead and mix the seed, which, by the way, the Word of God tells us not to do in Deuteronomy 19:19 concerning mixing seed. Leave the blood alone. If something's trying to attack my immune system, that immune system was put there by the Lord to fight off whatever may come my way. And P.S., for those that didn't know, 99.997% of the people that were allegedly taken with COVID, it's self-healed or self-cured itself. Okay, they didn't want you to have any of that information. I'm not going to go over all of that information. I also wanted to highlight this really quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is the beltwayreport.com. Don't get too excited about what's going on with the Supreme Court, friends. These are the ones that said it's a woman's right to murder its own baby. They're approving more medications most recently to go ahead and continuously murder your babies. The Lord said, thou shalt not shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. What's the resolve again? Go to 2 Kings 24:4. Also go over to the resolve 35:33 of Numbers if you want the answers. But look at this. The Supreme Court crushes Fauci and vaccine mandate pushers. Give those who refuse shots with huge rewards. No. No, friends. Don't get too excited about what's going on here, friends. It's all nonsense. Because this is the same Supreme Court, friends, that continuously does the things that the Supreme Court does. They're 9 unelected bureaucrats. Let me say that again. 9 unelected bureaucrats that are doing the biddings of the corporations that they work for in this fascist state. Their job is to discover and apply the law that God gave, Deuteronomy 25:1, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. And if they fail to do that, the American people still haven't learned their lesson that they are to keep the judgments, the laws, of course, to bring about judgment, the statutes, how to deal with each crime according to the word of God, not according to the word of man, which makes void the commandments of God, Mark 7. No, but according to the word of God, that we might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Well, Bradley, you say this all the time. Well, you ask the question all the time, too, as to what are we supposed to do concerning the things that are going on in our country right now. Be the law that God has called you to be, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Just obey. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go over and I'm going to highlight that of the genius mind, and it wasn't Albert Einstein that I'm thinking of right now, the law. And I'm thinking of the quote that he had given. I don't know why, for the sake of memory right now, I'm losing my thought as far as who said it. But he said, when the people fail to be the law, it's when you're going to lose your constitutional republic. And that's exactly what is happening today. You can't enforce what you don't know, friends. And that's why you got to say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that are trying to control you today, by standing up to them and reminding them as to who they work for, because we do not work for them. They work for us. Okay? And I'm going to go back and I'm going to try this again because I can see his face right now. The law, Constitution, fail to be, and let's see if I can get him to come up here. I cannot get him to come up here. Hey, folks, here's the bottom line. You are the government in this country, as you all the well know. I'm going to be broadcasting again live, either from Austin or Houston tomorrow, but I will be broadcasting live from Texas. And with that said, we're going to be doing some on the boots on the ground here and meeting some new people. And again, we're going to be with Mike Adams on Thursday, so stay tuned. Love you by what we do.
Sing you. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons, the sons.